Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. This is Virginia Water Radio for the week of December 19th, 2016. This week, Household Water Sounds open our focus on a legislative commission tasked with studying the supply and allocation of water to Virginia's households and other users. Let's drop in for about 60 seconds on this group's most recent meeting.
I'd like to welcome everybody here this morning to the second meeting of the State Water Commission. As you might know, the commission is charged by statute with two specific things: studying all aspects of water supply and allocation problems in the Commonwealth, and coordinating the legislative recommendations of other state entities that have responsibilities with respect to water supply and allocation issues. Our agenda today reflects the continuing interest of the Commission in developing strategies that will ensure that Virginia's water resources remain sustainable. While the Commission is concerned with both surface and groundwater, the most acute points we will hear about today are related to groundwater in eastern Virginia.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the November 30th, 2016 meeting of Virginia's State Water Commission. The speaker was Commission Chair Delegate Thomas Wright, Jr. of Lunenburg County. The Commission consists of 13 members of the Virginia General Assembly, including the chairs of the House and Senate Natural Resources Committees, plus two non-legislator citizens. As noted in the excerpt, the Virginia Code mandates the Commission to study all aspects of water supply and allocation problems in the Commonwealth, coordinate legislative recommendations of state entities having water supply and allocation responsibilities, and report annually its findings and recommendations to the General Assembly and the Governor. In any given year, certain issues may receive particular attention. For example, in 2015, the Commission's annual report included discussion of coal ash management. In 2006, desalinization. In 1995, the Lake Gaston Water Supply Pipeline, and in 1985, streamside conservation programs. At the November 2016 meeting, the Commission's main focus was the Eastern Virginia groundwater aspects of a study completed in October by the Joint Legislative Audit and Review Commission, or JLARC, which reviewed Virginia's overall water resource management and planning. The 2015 Virginia General Assembly called for the JLARC study. And if the 2017 Assembly considers any bills in response to that study, it's a good bet that one or more State Water Commission members will play a significant role in those bills. Thanks to Stephen Schoenholtz for recording the November 30th Commission meeting. And we'll let the Commission Chair adjourn this episode.
Let me also say I appreciate the Commission members and their questions and so forth today. And if there's no further comment, stand adjourned. Thank you very much.
For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.